Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bo. I want to share with you two voltim, one volt of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was Isha Emes. His name of the Sefer is Titen Emes LeYaakov. Rabbi Yaakov never said a lie. He said over a story when he became 90, he started to put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. They asked him why he's putting on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. He said when he was a young Yingeman, someone asked him, Yingemanchik, why are you not putting on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam? He said, when I'll be 90, I will start. So the day that he was 90, he asked his amikol to start to put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. He never ate shruya, gibrocht. Even he was very litvish. They asked him why. He said when he was a bacher, so in that day they ate tags, they ate by people. And Pesach, they sent him to eat by someone that he could not rely on the kashrus. But he didn't want to insult them. So he said, from my house, we don't eat gibroch. So I can't eat by you. We don't eat shruya. I can't eat by you. So from then on, he never ate gibroch. So he asked the following question. Moshe ve'Aaron say, Shalach ami ve'yavduni. Nelchot derech shloishes yomim. They were not planning to come back. How they lied? So you're right. Some Mefarshim say they wanted to give Paroi. Don't say you didn't let the freedom. Even for 3 days you didn't let him out. The Kliyoko says, you know, we wanted that Shalo Isho Meishchento, that they will borrow them Kalim. If they will say they leave him for good, no one will want to bury them Kalim. So B'meleh, they said we're only going for 3 days. You see later, another reason it says, V'yugad l'paroi kiborach ha'om. So Paroi chases them. Because we only let them to go, now we hear they're running away. But if they will say right away that they're running away, so after Paroi will free them, he will not chase them. And Hashem wanted him to chase them, that they will go into Kriyas Yamsuf to be Teveh in the Yam. Frek Rebbe Yaakov and all of these three terutzim. Frek Rebbe Yaakov and all of these three terutzim. But Klal Yisrael are going out of Mitzrayim. It could be based on a sheker, on a lie. This is a kasha for Rebbe Yaakov, Isha Emes, Titan Emes LeYaakov. How everything could be based on sheker? How everything could be based on sheker? This is the kasha of Rebbe Yaakov. So I heard that the Goyim Mivilna said the answer. The Goyim Mivilna said that Paroi, when he started, was Havon Ischak Maloi. He cheated the Yidden when he started to Mishtaben and make them to work. So Hashem wanted in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it will be Mido Keneged Mido with a cheating. The same way he did it with a cheating, to take them out with a cheating. But Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says different. He says, Klal Yisrael had to be 400 years in Mitzrayim. Chazal say, but in the end, there were only 210. The Kadmonim say, why? Because they came to Memtesh Shari Tuba, we had to rush them out. I was 400 years, says Cheshbonis, and Koishi Ashibud was Mashli. He says, in the beginning, when it became close to Memtesh Shari Tuba, Hashem said, we'll take them out for 3 days. They will serve Hashem, recharge the batteries, bring back the Ruchnias, and come back to Mitzrayim for another 190 years. But Paroi did not let. So was no choice, and they had to go out in Mitzrayim. That is the reason, Umeoz boto ledaber im Paroi, heroiso lohom hazeh, ve'atzeh lo yitzalto, because the master plan was to go out to recharge the batteries and then to come back. Person in life, sometimes, I remember now we're sitting in a shiva of Reb Shmuel Bergman, a guy from Five Towns, his son is Akiva, Choshevet Talmid Chochem, in the Five Towns, a doctor as well. He would come to Eretz Yisrael, he was my oldest Talmid, would come to Eretz Yisrael and sit in the shiva for a week. He came to recharge his batteries. A person has to take some time in his life to recharge his batteries. To go back like the old days that he was a bacher. Klal Yisrael Memtesh Shari Tuma, you go for 3 days and you go to Har Sinai, you charge the batteries and you come back. I want to share with you another vote on the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Kach atzois alaylo ani yoytze b'toich Mitzrayim." Ko omar Hashem. And the Gemara asks us why Moshe said "Kach atzois." Why Moshe did not say "Bach atzois"? Moshe knows exactly the times. And Chazal says, "Shemoyitu atztagnine paroi v'yoyimru Moshe badai." They will have a mistake, and they will think the chatzois is 12:01, and chatzois is really 12:00. And everyone will die in Chatzos, and they will say it's not like Moshe, Moshe Badai. And the question is, but they will see that everyone is dying. So 1 minute wrong. So I want to explain to you what is going on in all of these parshas. What is the argument Moshe Rabbeinu with Paroi? Everyone sees Paroi could do Moifsim. Sorry. Everyone sees Moshe Rabbeinu does Moifsim. Paroi also sees that. Paroi claims, "You're a magician. You're a magician. It's not Hashem. You're right. My people also could do it. You know, you're better from them. Your snake, your stick ate mine. I can't do kinim. You're a Superman. But you're not a mashliach Hashem. You're a magician. It's magic." And Moshe says it's Hashem. What is the difference, Hashem or magic? For example, if the weather and New York will say that Sunday noon, 12 o'clock p.m., the whole New York is covered with a foot of snow. And 12 o'clock p.m., it's covered with a foot and an inch. And we'll say, wow, they got it exactly. But if Hashem says 12 o'clock p.m. will be a foot of snow, if it's a foot and an inch, it's not Hashem, because Hashem could do what he wants. This is the reason Makat Tzfardeim, for example, Moshe tells Paroi, "Tell me when you wanted to go." So he makes a lie, he says, "Tomorrow and this time." "Paroi, you claim that it's so hard for you. Tell me to take it away right away." He said, "No, maybe Moshe now could take it away. I will make it difficult for him. I will see if he could. I could see if it would wait till tomorrow." Chatzos Alayla is the peak time of Emunah and Ribayna Shalayla. It's the peak time of Emunah and Ribayna Shalayla. If in that time Moshe is not exactly, it's not Boira Olam, it's magic. Hashem said, Chatzos is Chatzos. I want to add one more little thing. One more little thing. Next week is Parsha Shira. Hashem said, will be no Mon Shabbos. Some people left some Mon. Vayesiru Anoshim, so we know the birds came and ate it. Till today, we appreciate the birds we leave as a minig. We leave bread to the birds. I'm asking you a question. Every morning it snowed around the Machane, 6 miles and high 2 feet a mon. How much mon you think these people managed to hide? One warehouse, two warehouses. They would dribble a couple pieces around. In the morning people will wake up, what they will say that snowed mon tonight? Why we were so nervous we needed the birds to eat the man? The answer is, if Moshe says there's no man in Shabbos, there's no man in Shabbos. If one piece comes down, it means it's not Hashem. Because if Hashem said no is no, it means Moshe knows how to lock the doors of the sky. One door was loose. Some pieces flew out. Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully. We're in a war. Very difficult. Having it very difficult to win our enemies. But Hashem could do everything. Turn to Hashem and Hashem will help us. Good chance.